Get out your lighters. We're back to live music.
It's Eagle Concert Classics with your host, Aaron Shaw.
On 106.9 The Eagle.
Welcome back to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. We're taking a trip back to the 60s. We heard from Diana Ross and the Supremes and Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Break out your SPF 20. I've got a mini concert set from the Beach Boys now. The first song I'm going to play, Capitol Records actually released it without even telling the band that they were going to release the single. They were just starting out and wanted to be taken seriously, and they really didn't want to release this song as a single. But it reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and became a hit for them. Here's Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up her vibration, she's giving me the excitation.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Good, good,
conversations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her.
The Eagle, that was the Beach Boys with Good Vibrations. Brian Wilson recorded the song over a two-month period in 17 different recording sessions, and at the time it was the most expensive pop song ever recorded. It cost him about $50,000 to make, but it all paid off because that song was a number one hit for them in the US and the UK. Probably one of my favorites too. Whenever I hear the Beach Boys, it makes me really miss the Hagerstown Fairgrounds when they used to have concerts there. I got to see the Beach Boys there probably in like 90 or 91. It was so cool to have such a great venue so close to home. The Beach Boys really wrote a lot of songs about surfing and that whole lifestyle, but it's kind of funny because the drummer was the only one that actually surfed. But that didn't stop them from releasing this song. It was their very first major hit. It's Surfin' Safari.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari. Radio blasting goes cruising just as
USA.
Listening to Eagle Concert Classics on 106.9 The Eagle. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, and we're taking a trip to the 60s with a Beach Boy mini concert. That was Help Me Rhonda, another number one hit for them. The next song I'm going to play was off of the same album Help Me Rhonda was on. It was the 1965 Summer Days and Summer Nights. And this song actually inspired the Beatles to write Back in the USSR. It's California Girls.
One of my favorite songs, because I sing the lead.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk.
Thank you very, very much.
That wraps up our Beach Boys mini concert on 106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. We're taking a trip back to the 60s. Our next artist played at Woodstock. His real first name was John, but he received the nickname Joe when he was just a little kid playing a game called Cowboy Joe. I'm talking Joe Cocker. The song I'm going to play was originally done by Traffic. Dave Mason wrote the song, but Joe Cocker really made it big. He played it during his rain-soaked set at Woodstock. Here's Feeling All Right.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Strange feeling tonight. Change it all. Change it all.
Yeah.
Was Joe Cocker with Delta Lady on 106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That song was written about Rita Coolidge. She met Leon Russell back in 1967. Leon Russell was working on Joe Cocker's second album with him, playing keyboards. After he met her, he wrote this song, and they released it as the very first single off of the album. The fun thing is, on the album version, she actually sings backup. The last song in our Joe Cocker mini concert is another cover that he did, recorded by the Vox Tops originally in 1967. The song's been covered by all sorts of different artists, but Joe Cocker really made it his own, and it became his very first top 10 US hit. Here's The Letter.
All the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Oh, my baby, she wrote me a letter. I don't care how much I got a scandal now. Oh, I'm gonna find my way back home again. Oh, the lonely days are gone. I'm coming home.
That wraps up this week's edition of Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw. That was our trip back to the 60s on 106.9 The Eagle. Next week, I have a fun Thanksgiving show that Tom Turkey would approve of. You'll hear some live cuts from some of your favorite bands. That's Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on 106.9 The Eagle.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions.
The mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company.
For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.